Now to a story of life, death, reason, religion, magic, and television. A little over a month ago, a local politician in India claimed that her political opponents were trying to harm her using Tantra. Now, you've probably heard of tantric love, but Tantra is really a lot more than that. BeliefNet defines it as, quote, an ancient esoteric Indian spiritual tradition common to both Hinduism and Buddhism. But it's also been linked with nefarious acts of so-called black magic. So after those accusations, a major national TV network there, India TV, had a discussion live on TV about Tantra. Tantric power versus science. They invited a well-known tantric named Pandit Surinder Sharma and the president of Rationalist International. His name is Sanal Edamaraku. At one point, the tantric claimed that he could use his powers to kill people, to which Sanal basically responded, okay, prove it. Kill me right here, now. The tantric took up the challenge and began chanting.
Om Triambakam Vidyamahe Sugandhi Pushti Vardham Bhilashmati Om Yakundendu Sharhar Dablaya Shubhrastavardaya
Vinamadhan. But nothing happened. He kept trying different spells on and on, to the point that India TV broke through into the next program and splashed a big breaking news banner on the screen. It was continued on later in a separate primetime event where the tantric promised the so-called spell of ultimate destruction. India TV dubbed it the Great Tantra Challenge. Well, Sanal survived. But the tantric's reputation took a major hit, and people in India are still talking about it. Yesterday, I spoke with Sanal Edamaraku, the president of Rationalist International, about the experience and his work. Here's that conversation. Now, I have to tell you, when we first caught wind of this story, when we heard about it and watched the video of the television episode, we just thought it was totally unbelievable. We actually contacted the TV network to verify that this indeed did happen, and they said, yes, it happened. But can you explain, Sanal, was any part of this a stunt designed to improve television ratings, perhaps?
Absolutely nothing. I mean, I'm not a person available for such stunts also. This tantric is a well-known tantric. He's appearing in different television channels, and he's a professional tantric. And it's generally believed that he's a tantric of very senior politicians, including cabinet ministers in India and very senior persons in jurisprudence.
Now, we should explain a little bit what a tantric is. You say this man was a professional tantric. What does that mean? He collects money for his spiritual services?
Yeah. Many people really employ these people privately and secretly, thinking that they would damage their enemies. This is something we are trying to challenge against, because this is not the correct way to run a democracy like India. And these kind of people should not have any influence on the system. Tantra is a part of the Buddhist belief system and a part of Hindu belief system, but it eventually has grown into a new kind of belief that professional people who are trained to do these things can do anything that they want. For example, to destroy a person, to influence a person, and now many people are afraid of tantrics.
So I just want to understand more clearly your mission. Is your problem with tantric and the connection with this black magic, is your contention that it is a manipulation of power, that people in power are using it to win votes or to manipulate people? What's the problem if people are just superstitious? Or is it just benign superstition?
I would like to make it a little more clear. My intention is very clearly to bring some kind of scientific temperament into the mindset of the people. And I'm not against anybody's belief. I only try to make our point of view. And our position is so clear that we believe in freedom of religion, and we believe and demand freedom from religion for those who want it.
And I imagine there are some people out there who would criticize your point of view. Are there those who say that your mission and your organization, Rationalist International, is an affront to religion?
Naturally, there will be a lot of people who may not be liking my work, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of millions of people who accept and approve my work also. And one of the ancient schools of rational thought came from India. So I come from that tradition of Indian old tradition of questioning the traditional belief, and I ask for substantiating all these claims.
I want to ask you a couple more questions about the television episode specifically. Just out of my own curiosity, why in the world would this man, Pandit Surinder Sharma, he's the tantric involved, why would he agree to kill you on television simply because you challenged him to?
I think he was trapped in the situation. I made it a very provocative little bit. I asked him, he wanted to escape from the whole thing. Then he said, come on, young man, I mean, don't try to do this thing because you will be having extreme pain. You get crazy first, then you have a painful death. He tried to persuade me to go back. And when he actually, you know, tried this thing, he tried, you know, physical force on me. He put his hand on my head. He pressed my temple so terribly. And then, you know, he took his hand on the back of my neck and tried to press there. Then I said, no, you cannot touch me.
Sanal, was there ever a point when you thought, just even for a second, what if I'm wrong? What if I'm going to die right here now on television?
See, I was so convinced. I was so convinced that these charlatans have no power. Absolutely, I was convinced. But this time, I was seriously sensitive about one thing, because this is going to be the end of his career or end of my life. So he would try to use a lot of other possibilities. Like, for example, he could use chloroform.
Chloroform. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or there are poisons which can work on the skin, on touching. And that was the only danger. No fear of any tantric power, but I had certainly fear about using chemicals.
So you did have a fear that he might cheat, that he might use chemicals or physical force or another way to actually kill you. What did your friends and family think of you doing this, Sanal, of inviting someone to kill you on television?
My son and daughter were so sensitive. They all are non-believers, but all the same, both of them have been so sensitive. They all thought that he would try to use some kind of cheating. And a lot of people telephoned me, avoid this thing. Then when I look back after 1 month, I mean, I feel very, very, I mean, sensitive at this moment, because even if there was a possibility that he could cheat me, I could not go back. There was no going back possible, because if I say that he would use chemicals and I would not participate, then it would look like I was afraid and I didn't want to do that thing. That would look like his victory. I didn't want that thing. So I decided to go for it, and the tantric is completely out of business now.
Sanal, thank you very much for explaining this story, and we're glad you're still alive.
Thank you, Rachel. Nice talking to you.
Take care. That was my talk with Sanal Idamaraku, president of Rationalist International. We're going to post a video highlights of Sanal's experience on India TV on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park.
And I'm actually going to volunteer Dan Pashman for something. For those who are regular listeners of the show, you have to remember, that was the Pashman pitch. Remember?
The pitch that was never to be, that actually then was.
Exactly. That sort of story that Dan told, and we were trying to figure out where he was going. He made it come true. So I think we need to post the Pashman pitch next to the segment, and then people can decide and remember and realize all the hard work that goes into bringing
exactly.
Rationalists nearly killed on Indian TV.
Hey,
that's the way we roll here at the Bryant Park Project. Coming up on the show, what's coming up next hour? Oh, book club! We spoke with the author of our book, In the Country of Men. Don't laugh at us.
We just sounded so excited about it.
The director just, like, laughed at us for being dorks. We're excited about books. Sue us. This
Nerd
is the Bryant Park
alert.
Project from NPR News.